Okay.
Peliyotz, the chapter called Besura. Besura's typhus. What's a Besura? Tiding news. Im yedeya besura toiva l'chaveira. If you know some good news. Maher, yimaharen aloi. Go tell your friend. Share that good news with him as fast as you can. V'chaysa nafshi biglaloi. Where in the Torah do we find such precedent like that?
Rivka runs.
What? That's true. That's true. But who really pushed somebody to go share the news as fast as they can? Who? Al tirgazu baderech. Yosef told us, go tell my father. He's been in pain for 22 years. Run, don't delay. Don't talk and tire. Just go and tell him the good news that I'm alive. That Od Yosef chai. Ula mitzvah techashev loy. It's a mitzvah when you can make somebody else happy with good news. Uma gam leish tzaddik. Certainly, like a Yaakov Avinu, a tzaddik to share with him good news. Shagoyrim shetichya ruchay chayim esifulay. If you can cause a tzaddik, shetichya ruchay, that his spirit should be full of life, invigorated, chayim esifulay, the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is going to give you life as well. Tzei ulamad. From somebody else. Miserach bas Asher. Sha'al shebisra liyakov al Yosef shayachai zachsa likanes b'chayim legan Eden. Ayin targim yoinison in Bereishis. That's what it says there. That because she was the one who you know, when the Shvatim came and told her to break the news to Yaakov, so she was the one who did it. She was zochet going to Gan Eden b'chayim. V'zen nichlal b'chlal mitzvahs. What mitzvah is that? And therefore, Kishem Shela Inyan Staka Amru, the Gemara Bamatsiya says, Aniyecha Kaidmin? If it's Staka? So we know when you have to give out your money, your Staka, who goes first? Your family. And then if they don't need, the Baltimore Aniyim. If the Baltimore Aniyim don't need, then you can go outside. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't give any Shliach who comes from outside, but our main funding must stay local here in Baltimore. So if that's true by tzedakah, says the Peliyotz, then it should be true by Besuras Tavis as well. And listen to what he says. Just such a clever... You see how he thinks outside the box. We hear halachas, it's like, okay, Gemilas Chesed means, let me go to the hospital. Bikra Chayla. Sure, that's Gemilas Chesed. Someone who's looking to do Chesed finds unique ways of applying and bringing all the different halachas into his life. So he says like this, if aniyecha koidmim, if your aniyim of your city come first, kein hadavar le'inyin gemilas chesed. And therefore, v'asher lo tov asu ha'atzlanim, I do not approve of those who are lazy. Shebinasam ledrachim, they go away on, they travel. Ein koisvim lekreveim. Why aren't they writing letters to their families back at home waiting for them? La'anche beisam, la'idiyam eshlaimam. Again, they didn't have phones, they didn't have any form of communication. People would travel. How long do you think people would travel for work for?
Months
back in the
years.
Days. What?
Months and
years. Years. I found Rav Yaakov Emden writes in his autobiography, he left his wife with little kids for 2 whole years. And he felt terrible about it, especially because he didn't make any money. His business, he tried selling watches, he had all business, didn't, it wasn't matzliach. It was a real Messias Nefesh. So he says, how could you leave home without writing, telling them how you're doing? V'nafshem b'ra'a tismoga glafi rov ava. They love you. And they're just full of turmoil because they don't know where you are, how you're doing. G'da'amr inchi yavei la'oyev masha choshev la'ohev. Right, it should come, it's like a klala, people say, right? Your enemy should feel like your mother feels at home. Mother's always nervous. Your enemy should feel just as nervous as your mother. Right? So to speak. People who love you, care about you, they get nervous. Bevadei asidim litin es hadin. If you don't tell your mother, I'm okay. If you don't call her after, who knows what, you know, and she's nervous where you are. Asidim litin es hadin. V'ha'ish asher hu tov. Tov yad of ravlo lichto b'chol mavar b'harbei drachim k'tei sheyagil liyadam igraisav im lekula miktsasam If a person is good and he's consistent and he writes letters back home and he finds ways making sure they get some of his letters. If he doesn't get all of them, maybe some of them. Again, the mail was not as reliable as it is today. You know, he sees a guy from his hometown. Oh, please, next time you see my mother, send regards. You know, today it's kind of like a joke. Send my mother regards. Yeah, I just spoke to my, I just got off the phone with my mother, right? We still do it. It's probably just ingrained in our culture. But it is nice, though. It is nice when someone sees, you know, face to face. My Rebbe, Tzvi, I was once walking past him, and he grabs my arm. He's like, regards from your father. Oh, thank you. You know, I asked my father, I said, you told Ritzvi to send me regards? He's like, no, I saw him at a chasana. So you're schmoozing. Ritzvi wanted me to know that he saw my father. I felt good about it. I just spoke to my father maybe, I don't know, a couple of days before, a day or two before. But you still feel good when it's actually personal regards. So there is a mila. Don't just disregard the fact that someone's sending regards. It's an important thing. If you receive a letter, it's a mitzvah. If you have a letter, or someone gave you a package, can you bring this to my son? Oh, you're going away somewhere. There's a mitzvah to make sure it gets to the right place, into the right hands. You don't realize necessarily what's in that package. Right, I know because, you know, I remember in Eretz Yisrael when I was a bacher. My mother, you know, we couldn't get a normal American cheese at the time. Right? And my mother sent with her friend, you know, American cheese. And I remember going, I had to go get on a bus, right, to go to a hotel to get the American cheese. Right? And finally she says, okay, let me go get it. Here, it's sitting outside. Gotta be kidding me. I'm waiting. I slept all the way here to get my American cheese. And her duffel bag was sitting outside. I'm like, how long has it been inside? Oh, we left it here last night. I'm like, oh my gosh. Now, let me tell you something. I learned. And I discovered, because I was a bacher from Canada who wanted his American cheese, that American cheese actually has plastic. Did you know that? And therefore, it was totally fine. It didn't go bad. That's an agav point. But what's my, I was so happy that I got that cheese from my mother in Toronto. Right? It was just meaningful. Did this lady know like how meaningful like a brick of cheese is? Probably not. When someone asks you, can you take us a little bag? It could be the cheese. It could be something that's so meaningful. You don't think, oh, another thing in my car. Be very meaningful to them. You could be, it says the Peliyot, Nefesh Humeshiv. V'kama mitzvah sumekayim gimilas chesed v'haftal reyecha kamocha v'avid ha'mahanin sameach leiv umlalim. You can make people happy l'hachis leiv nidkayim to lift their spirits v'yisa bracha meis Hashem me'an Hashem. You will be blessed with many brachas for doing that. Okay. That is point number one. Kol kval dana. But now, let's look at the opposite. Besora ra lo yishama apiv. Don't be the bearer of bad news. Shari amar Rabbi Yisrael zechayin lebrachah gemar pesachim. Shamevaser besora ra. If you share bad news with somebody else, a love hakasav aimer mighty diva who conceal. Do you want to hear what happened in the news? By the way, you could do this every day. There's bad news all the time, unfortunately. But that's the way life always was. It's just now it's all communicated to us. So we see it and we hear it all day long. Should you share that bad news? You know, someone told me that he was discussing with my Rebbe Reb Tzvi about a person, you know, and somehow it was a lady who used to live in Baltimore. She had been nifter a couple years before. And somehow came up in the conversation, their Tzvi's wife didn't know about it. So this person told the Tzvi, he said, you mean the Rebbetzin doesn't know? He said, no, I didn't tell her. Why not? She has enough on her plate. I don't want to share bad news with her. He said it was over 2 years. Still hadn't told her. Now, again, if it's someone who's very close and you could, there's going to be times, let's see what he says, that is, it's important to share, you know, the news. But I think in today's day and age, we got to change. We got to do something about it. People, it's hack, it's enjoyable, but it's really not lefi ruach chachamim. That's what he's bringing from Shlomo HaMelech, a chacham mikol adam, motzi diba hu kisil. If you share just uncomfortable, bad headlines, you're kisil, says Shlomo HaMelech. Don't share. V'amr Abbasinu, Gemara Megillah. Here, as we get ready for Chodesh Adar, Shafilu hasholeach lechaveira, leida eze davar, lehashivai davar. Let's say you're sending someone to share some information. Im hatshuva ra lo yishivenu davar. If you don't want to be, again, I'm not the one, I'm just the messenger of somebody else. He wants you to know, you know, that you just lost $15,000 on the stock market. Don't do it. Don't be the one to do it. Find someone else to do it. Where do we see such a thing? What does it say in the Gemara? K'mayisha mentzinu b'hasach. Who's hasach? He's Daniel. What was his position?
He was a messenger.
He was Esther's messenger in the Megillah. What does it say? Shelo rotza lahagid l'Mordechai es divrei Esther. Mordechai sends a message through Hasach. Tell Esther that she's got to go into Achashverosh and dav and plead with him. Right? That he annulled Haman's evil decree. And Esther says, Amalech hasn't called me for 30 days. I'm not going in. Hasach didn't want to share that message with Mordechai. And therefore it says, Vayagidu l'Mordechai. He didn't want to do it. He couldn't be the bearer. Bad news. V'im l'fa'amim hu mochrach. Sometimes you have to. L'hagid l'chaveir eizai b'sayar ra. Mishum eizai tzayrech shah. Tzayrech. When there's a need. You know, if the person's going to say, you know, lo yaleinu. Let's say a lady has a miscarriage. Lo yaleinu. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu soymech neiflam, Hashem should bless them triplefold. You want to tell your wife? Should you tell your wife? You heard about it. Should you tell your wife? It depends how close of a friend she is. If she's not, it's just you heard news in another kila. She never sees her. She didn't know she was pregnant. You shouldn't share it. Of course you shouldn't share it. You know someone's getting divorced. Right? You know someone's going through something difficult. And, you know, a terrible thing I heard today. You know, someone is nifter. Like, why are you sharing that news? It's not healthy. It's not healthy for our neshamas, for our nefesh, just as humans. It's very important to be in a happy state. If there's a tzayrach, and your wife is going to call her up and say, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Everything's okay? You know, then, you know, you tell your wife so that she knows how to approach the situation. There's a tzayrach shah, and there's a tzayrach shah. My grandmother told me, she was married. She had this feeling that something wasn't right at home. She was living in New York, where she was living in Ottawa, I think, at the time. She called up her house, and her sister, younger sister, picks up the phone, and she said, I need to speak to Ma. Ma's not home, but I need to speak to her. Ma's not home. Where is she? She's not home. I need to speak to her. She's not home. She had to pull it out of my great aunt. Tell me, I have a bad feeling. Tell me what happened. Till she said, happened to be, yeah, her grandmother was niftaris. And they didn't tell her. My grandmother gave me this story. I was trying to ask her, I said, did you guys know about the Holocaust? When it was going on? My grandmother was a teenager. She said, we knew nothing. Because our parents didn't talk. Now we could say it's a cultural thing, they don't talk. Deep down, I believe that it's coming from the Ruach HaTorah. You don't share bad news. It's not healthy unless you need to. Now, I think there's a tzarech. If we need a daven for a matziv, then we should all know so we could daven for them. If our tefillas, and this is my Rebbe, Rabbi Howard used to say, it's not necessarily healthy. We should just share every Tehillim chat. And because if I don't feel connected, is my tefillah really going to be that effective? Instead, I'm just going to be, bulldozered over with tzaris after tzaris after tzaris, and I can't live and function like a healthy human being. Chazal don't want us to live like that. We don't have to be aware of every terrible tragedy that's going on. We don't have to. Chazal, if it's communicated to us, then the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted me to know. But if it's not communicated, I just want to know the ins and outs of every community, what's going on. That's not what the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted me to do. I'll be a tzabrach and a yid. I'll be sad and depressed, and I won't live b'simcha. Something happens in our community, different story. So when it's le'ezet, and listen what he says, even when it's a tzayrich, and this is, he concludes, yagad elav beremez. When you have to share, you have to be the bearer of bad news, say it in like a backhanded way. But oifen sheyavin me'atzmei, o yagad al yedei akum, get a guy to share the news. V'lo yishlach li Yisrael achir. Don't get another Jew to do it. Shahre Amr, the Gemara in Shabbos says, da'aloch sani l'chavr chli savet. Something that you wouldn't want to do. You wouldn't. So don't get your friend to do it. Imloy sharoitza shelo yeda pitom. Unless you don't want the person to hear it, suddenly. Maybe it's not healthy for them. She'oz tzarech chacham leiv. She'yagid dover b'seder nachin. And you know someone will be, like Serach Basasur, she was able to convey that. That was good news. Yaakov was old. Maybe it wouldn't have been healthy for him to hear Yosef's alive and he could have had a heart attack. They had to do it in the right way, the right method. So if that's what it takes, getting the right person to share the news, then that's a tzairich and you do that. But other than that, it's not kafi ruach ha'tairah to be the bearer of bad news. It's not just an adage. It's a truth. It's a reality. Our homes should be filled with simcha. Share as much good news as we can. You hear good things, share them. It's lahaches leiv nidkayim. It lifts the spirits of the people in the home, and it brings a heightened level of simcha all around us. May we all be zochet to have besuris taivis v'yeshuas v'nachamais. And if lo yaleinu, besuris rais, befalas, we should daven and take them seriously, but not just throw them on our WhatsApps and just share them around. Like, did you hear this? It's crazy. And yeah, it's crazy. Like, there is absolutely no need. It's not the derech of a chacham, Shlomo Melech said. Gevaldike Shabbos.